Okay, so is this a bull or a bubble?
I don't know, and I'm thinking about taking all my money and putting it in Pakistan because apparently that's a good market to be in right now. I have a little trouble with their government, a little trouble with their, what I believe, the Pakistani government.
But that's okay, man. Pakistani apple this morning is way up.
Bubble or bull market, we welcome from capitalistpig.com. You watch him on Fox Business, follow him on Twitter. Here's Jonathan Honig. Jonathan, it's been a good run for the brand new president of the United States, but will it last?
Well, it's been one for the record books. And listen, John, you can always do something crazy with your money. You don't have to dangle off the side of a building like this woman in Dubai. You can always do something completely crazy with your money, probably even more death-promoting with your money. And that's why I think it's important to take some time to think about our investments and be rational about them. And a lot of people, John, are scratching their heads and saying, you know, it's crazy to buy the stock market now. Another new all-time high this morning. Trump's month, in fact, his first month has been the sixth best stock market month in history, up by about 6%. And all indications from not just market watchers, but broad economic signs as well are that the trend will tend to continue. And, you know, lest we want to say, well, this is thanks to Trump or because of Trump, keep in mind the market's been hitting all-time highs since last summer, at least. So, you know, you have to always take a minute, take a step back, look at the slightly bigger picture. And the bull market's been in a long trend for quite some time. And I think barring anything crazy from the president's Twitter feed, it's probably going to continue for the time to come.
Jonathan, you know, most people with a 401k or their Roths and they've got their investments, you know, everybody tries to take a little bit out of that paycheck every month and invest it. How should people take a look at what they're invested in and maybe move it around so this works better for them?
I think that, you know, you're hitting on one of the main bedrocks, and diversification, it always sounds kind of boring, right, to diversify, but that's where, Ray, to your point, that's where the opportunity is. And, you know, John mentioned Pakistan, and one of the hottest places to invest right now. I know we're supposed to buy American and invest in America, but you've made a lot of money investing overseas in some pretty iffy parts of the world, like Pakistan. John mentioned this. You know, Pakistan, very shady, troubled part of the world, but of course that's where the opportunities are. You know, China was a very struggling economy before its market took off after its liberalization. So the thought is that maybe in the Middle East there's some move towards a more, as I said, liberalization of the economy, and the Pakistan stock market, guys, which you can buy right there on your own 401k when their ticker symbol is PAK. That's a fund that tracks Pakistan. Now, do your own due diligence, of course, but it's up almost 60% in just the last 12 months. So, Ray, to your point, you got to think big picture, look worldwide, and spread it around to make the most money in this market.
If I could just invest in the Pakistani military that had studied with us here at West Point, I would do so, but I don't trust the government. After all, Osama bin Laden was a few hundred yards away from their version of West Point. Yeah. I don't think so.
Might be better off in widgets.
Did Donald Trump inherit a mess? He said so at his rally. I inherited a mess economically. Do you buy that, Jonathan?
The numbers don't support that, John. I mean, listen, the fact that the market's at an all-time high alone, respectfully to President Trump, I mean, those of us who are now getting old enough to remember those very dark days in 2008 and 2009, when the market, the Dow was near 7,000, not 17,000, and not to mention the unemployment rates. I mean, President Trump is talking about a mess. The current unemployment rate is about 5%. It was almost 8% when President Obama took office, and not to mention just the question of jobs. Everyone wants to bring back jobs. Keep in mind, back then, the U.S. was losing almost 750,000 jobs a year. And thankfully, last month when President Trump was sworn in, we actually gained about 250,000 jobs. So, you know, the economy isn't perfect. There's an endless amount of money, endless amount of wealth that can be created for everybody in this country. But I think you got to call a spade. And there's no question the economy is a lot stronger now when Trump is taking office than when President Obama did 8 years ago.
Jonathan, we'll be watching tomorrow on Fox Business here on with Kennedy, right?
With Kennedy. Okay. MTV Kennedy, and loving the interaction with your great fan base on Twitter, guys.
Terrific. Yeah, we know it's a Tuesday morning when our Twitter blows up because up, how many followers do you have, Jonathan?
Thousands.
You know, this would be a nice time to tell your legions of followers to follow Big John and Ray. I mean, really.
I think he's done that in the past.
Our listeners are devoted social media followers of WLS as well, so love seeing them and love seeing you guys online as well.
Take care.
Terrific. Thank you, John.
Jonathan.
Jonathan, thank you, Jonathan.